With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations following the shooting of two National Guard members by an Afghan national. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the president has invited to the White House the family of a National Guard member fatally shot last week. The president says he spoke to her parents and they are devastated. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died after the shooting Wednesday. ICE is headed to New Orleans.
It's been dubbed the Swamp Sweep. Some 250 federal border agents are expected to begin on Monday a month-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. Their goal is to arrest 5,000 people, and it's the latest federal immigration enforcement operation to target a Democratic-run city. During a surge in Chicago, federal agents arrested a little more than 600 immigrants. I'm Donna Water.
Well, despite dismal claims by a number of liberals that the economy today is in tatters, shoppers turned out in huge numbers for Black Friday, spending literally billions of dollars both in stores and online. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, says consumers spent $11.8 billion online Friday. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is closing its doors.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states, such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a physician. 53% of voters rejected that proposed bill. 46% voted for it. The no votes, representing more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required by election rules. This is SRN News. In Sri Lanka, the death toll has risen now to more than 130 from heavy flooding and mudslides caused by a cyclone. Death toll is expected to rise. 170 people are missing.
Sri Lanka has been battered by severe weather since last week, and the conditions worsened on Thursday with heavy downpours that flooded homes, fields and roads and triggered landslides mainly in the central hills. Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. AP footage showed homes submerged in floodwaters in Malwana, Sri Lanka on Sunday. Locals waded through the water as relief teams navigated the inundated roads on boats distributing food to stranded households. Authorities say that Cyclone Ditwa, which developed in the seas east of Sri Lanka, is likely to move toward India's southern coast by Sunday. I'm Karen Chemas.
More details at srnnews.com.